Kedvach. We're in Beis Samach. We just about finished Siv Dalet last week. Dalet was talking about when someone is renting together with the Balabayit, and there's an Aveda, a Metziah, in this place, who's Zeich in the Metziah, and the Mechaber Paskin, like the Chumash Tarash, that they both are Zeicha, because since they're both living there, they're like, they're both Zeichon, they're both renters, you know, one is the Balabayit, but they're both here together, and they're Zeichon Veishneim. This Pasha is going with the Shisa Tarash, so whenever you have a Zeicha in a house, the Zeicha is the one who could use the Chas to be Koina. You know, the Shisa Tarangam holds not like that, that only the Maske could be Koina, and not the Zeicha, in which case here the Balabayit would be Koina, and not the tenant. And then we had a Ksais who all together says the Vein Shutzen, no one is Koina. You really have three choices. I just want to focus on the thing that Nakud is, you go with the Shisa Tarash, which is Makab is going here, a Zeicha, the tenant, is Zeicha in the Mitzvah. It's his chatzah. It's his chatzah for usage. It's his chatzah also to be kind of with the Kenyan chatzah to be Zeicha in these Mitzvahs. That's what comes out in the Macham over here. We're talking about Schiris. What would be if he would be a Shoyim? I borrow, I'm here for Shabbos. I want to use your house. I borrow your house for the weekend. Well, let's get the chav, maybe it's long term, we can make a long term, maybe, usually not done, but like a lease, but without payment. I'm borrowing your house for a certain time, I need this house for a month. I will also, like the Rosh, will the shayel be kinder? Could he use this chasa to be kinder? Or is it dafka by Chiris? So grab the achreinim, the daily I place him on the mind that what in shayla, the shayel is kinder. There's a shach in the kuf tzadichetz of cotton vav. There's a ksois in Reish base of Kan Aleph. There's a nesivit in the psicha in the beginning of Reish. He has a psicha over there. He says it. There's a chubis meshama chelikim Reish tzadi Aleph. Kama v'kama achayim ul neman that's lav dafka a seicha who adin a shayel has the same ability, the same skill that he could use the chatzah to be able to be kain a messiah. Kain anything. Well, it's a chatzah. Can you have it? Whatever you need a kinyan chatzah for, a shayel has that same kinyan. He didn't pay anything. Not really.
I'm just going
to
say that. But when I gave it to you, I didn't give you a stock. You could make money on it. It's definitely you could say it's more like that.
Are you?
Much better, but the same everywhere. But over here, I think you would say, oh, man, come by
your salary,
you get my thing free.
So maybe over here, he's been money to the Ramam type of a threat, that Damascus kept the violence enough that he could use the stock. Okay, fine. But the kids said, "Oh, I couldn't find that who I didn't show up." So now let's read the Machab again. Machab says, "Ruvin Adam shouldn't be beitoy, umal lo yischar, then the halach is zochem them shneim." The main halach is if the halach is true, that even by a shayom, why does the Machab have to say umal lo yischar? It's mamish extra. To be Ruvin Adam shouldn't be beitoy. If we show up, Magoyzus zochem them shneim. What do you need umal lo yischar? Kilu like if it wouldn't be for yischar, no, it's not going to be zochem. Sorry?
Just be a guest.
And if I'm a guest, what's the problem? I'm going to be a guest.
No,
very good. So, Lamaisa Baruch Hashem, this type of akasha, this type of adik, is already in the Chubut Maram Ziskin, a free adik in Simon Gimel, and there's also Shah Mishpul and Kuflam Eches of Cotton Dates, make this diik, that why do you have to be dafka here, Mahalul Eskar? L'choya, every shayla is also kind of like the Shita. And basically, the way I understand that the kiss of is. He says just that. Is that in order to be a shayla to be kain or chatzah means you have a schus shayla. For example, I have to borrow for a certain term. I borrow it for the weekend. I borrow it for a month. So it's mine. You can't throw me out. So I have kinyonim. It's kinyonim shayla. You can't throw me out. But let's say I have to be your guest. I stop buying your house. Well, even though I'm living there, I'm bordering there, but no specific zman. I don't have a kinyonim in your house. You can throw me out whenever you want. So if I don't have kinyan yishael in your house, then I'm not going to have the kinyan chatzah to be kind.
Being an old
real estate
man, you are. It was so crazy. You brought in a friend or something for 30 days. Already they gave him schus and he can't throw him out. Is that big enough for me to hear?
Right. But Bal Kocher of the landlord?
What?
Bal Kocher of the landlord, you think?
Yeah, I just let him stay with some relatives in the apartment 3 days.
Try to have Kinyan. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the laws, but at least normal. If I was landed to specific, I can't throw you out. You're a chosid, just like if you're paying me. But Gevelik is not done like that. So therefore, the Makabe says, "I'm not Louis Kabe. You have to have Kinyan."
somebody wants to buy a house, then he's borrowing the carpet as a carpet. I'm living there.
Well, I know he's a living guy. I borrow somehow much. I want to live in your house, and I need it for a month, and you say, fine, I can have it for a month. Yes. Oh, so thank God. Good.
Not asking for it. While he's there, I rented the house for only services. So when I'm living there, I need to get the house. I'm not letting him out.
No, I've had the reason. You're saying that even I'd be able to carry out, because when you're together with me, it's different. I don't know. It's a nuker shayla. You could. Okay. Fine. I mean, the mice is the place we talk about when I invite somebody over and he eats the food. Was he ever afraid of the food? Or is he eating my food? Or no, then he ever cooks the food once he picks up on his fork. Or is he ever? So, but if he's buying my house, so then I'm also there. So, I mean, just I'm allowing him to use my house, but I'm not giving him kibyonim. Okay, fine. The receivers in Kuflam Akad also has a problem. He has this problem. It makes sense, because he's the one who Shaul does work, so he has this kashrut going on over here. He says something simple, but not just that. I mean, he says that he has a chiddush, that in order for a chas to be koine, you have to have emes a kinyanim in the chas, not just a shibut. And he makes two daggers. You can have a kinyan in it, or it's no, I have a shibut on it, that it's meshubut to me that I'm allowed to use it. If I just be, if just be meshubut to me without a kinyan a gof l'tayit, the chas won't be koine. And even if I have an emes v'sheil, it was a lot of kinyan. If I make emes v'sheil, I do a kinyan, I go for the pay raisos, I bet that then my chas will be koina. But with that, now that's, this chiddush of nesivis is l'choyah mashma like that of many rishonim and achoina. But that's how the nesivis goes. Meli says, it's fancied over here. I'm not sure what he means. I guess he means to say that it's the same I did. I mean, I let you live in my house, even though maybe you have a shibud, but you never made a maise kinyan. I guess, I don't know why not. I mean, God of course, maybe you didn't do, but no, I know when you went in and out of the house, you locked the door. Why don't you have a no and you have a kinyan? No, somehow he calls it, it's only a shiva, it's not a kinyan lepeiris, and the mele, that's why the chasa doesn't work. All right, it's a minor mitzvah, it's a good to know, like, machaber, but that's the said, not the schar, it's for a reason that it would be without the schar. Here we wouldn't say the din that a shell was kind of with chasa. I know, but what did machaber bring down for? Machaber didn't have to bring down those extra three words, right? It sounds like it's part of the. It's only a bit of get to chatzah. The get to have the chutz kinyan chatzah, you have to have kinyan the beirah.
Are you saying that there's only shibud and he doesn't have
the shayla? No, I'm not going to have the shayla. He's saying in Hilchot that it should be your chatzah, you have to have a kinyan aguf in the chatzah of beirah. You don't have the kinyan aguf in the chatzah, only shibud.
I'm talking about the government
Friday. That's a different. Okay, that's a whole different passion. When you start, if you maybe a maskho or your bitter boy, if you mishtamish with it, that alone could be chayzah. Hey, it's a whole different thing. Anyway, this is Kaka. Kaka, the Pashas, you might not have a Kinyan, you leave the Shayla altogether on Kaka. We're going to have to leave the Shayla. All right, that's good. All right, let's move on. Let's do Sif Hei. Hamaytzi Mois Bechanot. If someone defines, this is Mois Bechoyim. Hamaytzi Mois Bechanot. You find money in a store. It's on the floor of the store. And why are you being table the Chenvani? If it's between the table and the Chenvani, the Chenvani is just behind the counter, behind the showcase. And this table was a type of a showcase that the Chenvani store, he stores stuff. I mean, you go into some of these stores, you see, let's say, they'll store cigarettes behind the counter, and he takes people out. So that was this table. And if you found it on the side of the counter that's closer to the Chenvani, so it must be he dropped it. So I am sure Balakhanus, it belongs to him. However, the Matam ala Teva, but it was found on top of this showcase. The Ainzah Kulimim Teva Lakut, or certainly if it was found on the customer side of the showcase, means on the store itself, on the floor, then we know it wasn't the Chenvani. So someone else must have dropped it. And the Mela, the Ainzah Matam, it automatically, you could pick it up and you could keep it. It's money. The Bailim already were Miyayish. They have a cloud, other than Miyayish, because they come in. So we know that whoever lost it was already Miyayish, now it's a Yish. And the Mela, you're allowed to pick it up and be koina. Sorry? The Mechanos is a mixed noise, Mechanos.
No, but can't be assumed that he'll go back to the store.
He might go back to the store, but other than Asher Bekisei Tomid, so he knows that he lost. There's no where. It was not, he wasn't placed, but that, if he placed it there as a Malkum, but he didn't have a place, wasn't in Nuak, there is in Nuak, and Mela, you're allowed to pick it up. And why wasn't the Balak Hanus Koina with his store, let the Chatzah be Koina? So if you look in the Shah, he says the following. mishum de loisam kadate. You didn't have smikas das. Kevim the rabbim the knosim the yaitzim. People are coming in and out. It's a chasu she'en a mishtameres. So if chasu can be koina. And even if the owner is there, and normally by chasu she'en a mishtameres we say that if the bialim is there, chasu could be koina. Here lo mahani oimid betzad chatzeroi. Why not? Because when does it work? Because he could watch it himself. So it becomes a Mishnah Meretz. Even if it's Mishnah Meretz by itself, but since you are there, you make it into Mishnah Meretz. And you could prevent others from taking the item away. Since the owner himself doesn't know it's there, to finish, it's never been Mishnah Meretz. It's not a Mishnah Meretz, and the fact that he's there doesn't help because he doesn't know to protect it. The kids is a chazal shenu mishnameres, and the male you let it come in and pick it up, and it's yours. You find most in the store is to find it. If the owner of the store would see it and he wants it, then lechayra, even though it's shenu mishnameres, he's in, you know, to watch it, and he could prevent people from taking it, and if not, it would be it. I'm saying, I'm asking. First, you have to establish it's a chatzah shenu mishnameres, and then I use there. He doesn't know about it, so rename the chatzah shenu mishnameres. But next time, if he sees it, and he has an eye on it, but he's able to be able to protect someone else copying. It means if he's busy with the chatzah, he could be distracted, and I could take it for shenu mishnameres. He has to be able to be in the oifen that he could watch it and prevent other people from taking it away. The male applies to mishnameres. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I was cleaning gold. I don't know. Yeah, but you have to know how freely they have access in and out of the area of the customer side of the store. Okay, you have to know. But the kids are, I don't know if you can tell the guy not to. What happens if it's in his closet and he sees it and he tells the guy, don't pick it up, I want to keep it? Maybe that's enough. I don't know. All right.
I had a friend who once went to a store. I didn't get the right change. I came back. I said, I'm short change $10. He said, oh, it was $10 in the counter. I must not hand it to you. And somebody else came along and said, oh, somebody left $10. Oh, you dicker, the Irish, so I'll take it. So the customer took it. So
well, it could be in that case if you never
picked, I've never got it in my hand.
If you never got it from the owner of the store, it's possible that one could argue that the owner still owes it to you. I mean, it's not like you got it and you lost it. The owner thought he paid you. He thought he paid you and he never paid it. Right? Right. I'm saying so. It could be it's not a problem. Although, you know, you could say, Habas Rav Faket, like by candy machines and whatever, and they dropped the coins, and you just decided not to, well, you forgot, you didn't pick up the change. Could be there, it's different, because the candy machine was already yet for the Baroin, because the way it is, and we understand, the Baroin is put it al Gabi Salazu, put it in this pocket of the machine, that's where your change is going to be. They were yet for the Baroin. If you didn't take it, maybe they were already yet, it's tough luck. But yes, no, yes, Lord, and that could be. But there is a guy, other than actually, he said something. You knew that the guy, you didn't know that if he gave you the $10 and you dropped it. You thought he shortchanged you. You thought that he didn't give you the $10. That's why you went back to the owner.
Yeah.
I know, but there's a guy, other than actually, he said, if you don't know where it is, I thought he didn't give me ice. You want me ice because you thought the owner didn't give it to you yet. That's why you want me ice. I don't think it's Mishnah Meretz because it's a public area. I don't think it's a public area. People come and go and come and go. It's a Mishnah Meretz. Some called me up this week. He had a Shiloh on, it's called Willow. Grimmers. What's the one on 7th Street? I'm sorry. Willow. So the way it has it is like every few apartments have like an entranceway, which is really open up to the Rabbin. But it's a little more private, but there's a lot of people going to the parking lot and the different houses, and there was something there. People are going counseling. You're not protecting it. So he said, but I was in my house, and it's in common area, so it's obliged like, so he said, that's not true. You didn't know about the item was there, so it's Enemish Tameres. You know, back to Shack. It only works if you know it's there, so you could protect it. You didn't know it was there. Enemish Tameres. I know, but there's so many people. So many people are there. Like, we had in Sigimo when there are tenants and three different people sharing borders on the same house. Then I'm sure that you have no protection. He has no protection.
There is no the shop that you have a box when most shamarim shalom.
Correct. I'm just learning. Yeah, I'm asking. Continuing the shot. What's the next line in the shot? Credit card, because yeah, the name is WGH for Simon, and if they could stop it, I don't know if the Miyayish on it. Normally, by money in Miyayish because of WGH for Simon, but here, it's the WGH for Simon. Huh? What? Okay, fine, it might be a star. I don't know if this is available, but this you can't keep it. And you certainly can't use it. It's not much. Sorry? Yeah, I know, but here he needs it for his other thing. All right, fine. If you have, if it's a double shesh brick in the woods, derech inuach, it means you place it that you keep your carriages or your bicycles in the hallway. I don't know, that other apartment, but on Fifth Street, whatever, it's fine. I understand. That's the way we do it. And I'm not taking your bike and not taking my stroller. That's fine. But it was talking about something which was lost. So how does it become Mishameret? I don't know. I'm more Mishameret than you. I don't know who's going to get to it. Right. Why? I'll touch it. What do you mean? It's a Dov Shem Bich Simen, and you're a Mashish boy, you're a Yaish, I'm going to keep it. Why not? So? Dov Shem from the mansion. What do you mean? Why should I know? How am I going to know it's yours? You don't even know it's yours. You didn't put it here to place it here. It was a trap. So I didn't know it's yours, and I'll be either. No one knows who it is. Why shouldn't you take it? It's a Mashish Bich Simen. You lost it, you gave up. Give me that. I don't think it will work in Mishita here. My money's not your money. We have so many people going in, but we have staff and we have other people, visitors and the deliveries. If your mom is right next to the door, maybe. But it's time. It was in the hallway of the building. Now what? How do you know which guy is it? 20 people in the building. How do I know it's yours? I'm going to knock on every single door. Did you look? I don't know. It's after me because of Shem and Mishita.
And I'm counting the floor. On
the counter itself?
Yeah.
On top of the counter? We didn't do that. It's right. Well, we started. Right. But this table is talking about, not our counter. The doctor didn't say the word counter. Because we put the money on the counter. We picked the money off the counter. Here's talking about a table like a showcase that we normally don't put items there. The chenvani is not going to put stuff there. It's not going to be placed. So it's not the chenvani. So came. Someone else must have placed it there by accident or grabbed it. Right, for that. It's not over the counter, right. Well, you can't return it to the owner, why not?
You don't know the guy's name.
A yid or not a yid?
Might be a yid, but a yid.
If it's a yid, then it's very nice to do. If it's not a yid, I don't know. Yeah. All right, fine. Let's move on. Now, Zakir Ramah, that if you yesh posimin, even if it's a double sheyesh posimin, still, it's going to be motareish or moitzai. You have to know why. I'm going to have to get back to it. No, that's it. Let's say it's in an envelope, it's marked, whatever it is. Correct, but that's the money was in an envelope, and it was marked. We're going to have to get back to the moment when we finish the Machala. Let's continue. Yesh Oimim, and some say, that on the table itself is Shokhan Bani, because Chenvani sometimes do place their items on this showcase, and the mail it belongs to them. Another case of the Machala. Masu Mois Bechanus HaShulchani. Somehow we're talking about the Chanus of selling items, whatever it is. Now we're talking about a money changer. So too, Ben Kisei LeShulchani, the Shulchani, the Kisei was the chair that held the table, the board, that they used to exchange the money on. They exchange the money on this board that's sitting on the Kisei. It's like a leg of a table, we'll call it. I don't remember. It's not says, Hu regal shashulchan munach alav, la'olav hu machlis. Fine? The stand, that's it. That was the word I was looking for. Great. But so good. It's a stand. So this kisei is a stand. So if you found between the kisei and the shulchani, it belongs to the shulchani because most of the yid dropped it. So on this side of the stand. Mate on the kisei, but if you found it on the stand itself, lefnei shulchani, I feel like it's ruin the menachim, even if it has a simen, it's wrapped up, and hare elu shel maitam, that belongs to the maitam, v'hu provided she'iyeh roi vakam. If there's roi vakam, so you know it fell from the goy, so you're allowed to keep it, and the Bala Shukhani, the Shukhani wasn't kind of this as a chakra jinnah mishtamed, and then they'll be able to keep it. Shimloi, if it belongs to a yid, if it's right Yisrael, then chayv la'achiz, if it doesn't sheish b'simen, it's neshem trum, yesh b'am simen. Because it's trum, it has a bin of, it's a yesh b'am simen. So the Mechabit says, if it's a dove sheish b'simen, avad you can have to be ma'achiz. If it's a dove sheim b'simen, then it's going to be yours. But even if it's a dove sheish if it's right akum, so then you have to be ma'achiz, you can keep it. Fine. Oh, so now the problem is what happened to the first case. The first case, the Rama inserts into the Mechava, a Lashin, I feel that David Sheish was him in Yalada Keith. It's a temple, what's going on? So it's not junk. It really is Machlaik as Rishtayim. The Rush has a sword, even David Sheish was him in a person is Miyayish, there's so many people coming in and out. So if a customer, another customer found it, he walked away with my item. That was the only thing, maybe the owner of the store found that I used to own, and the owner said he doesn't know about it, so either he does know and he's lying, or he taka doesn't know. Either way, I'm never getting my item back, so therefore I'm miyayish. So the Tzman wants to say that Ramah's going like that, Chief, that you taka miyayish even at Davishesh Bezimen, and the Mechab is going like the other Rishonim. So yes, it's very modern Ramah. Why is Ramah speaking of Yesh Bezimen when it's Mufush Kegan Mechabish? He says, Yeshayim, you should wait till the end of the Sif and argue with the Mechab over here. It's very modern. But the Shach says it's not Pshat Nirama altogether. The Shach says that when Nirama says, I feel the Yishpem Tim, the Shach and Sifkan Yitez, says they're talking about in this case with his Roy Vakam, like the Mechavah's Messiah. Even though David Yishpem Tim, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because it's Roy Vakam. And the Mechavah is yours. And if it would be Roy Yisrael, I bet you'd love to be Machiz. You wouldn't be able to keep it. The Mechavah's talking about a case with Roy Yisrael, which is Roy Vakam. I found money in this store, and he'll have to tell you either the denomination would be the simon, or he found it in a certain envelope, which had a certain simon on the envelope, or it was through him in a certain type of a knot, so you can tell me the knot. Whatever the simon is, you'll have to just say, I found money, and I'll have to tell you what the simon is. When you have a Raiv Yisrael, or a Raiv, well, this is a Makam, so Raiv customers that frequent this store are Yidin, then you'll have to be marked. If Roy's customers that frequent this store are Goyim, you won't have to be marked. It means you'll have a Shetel store, and we're talking about a Roy here, which is Kamat Al, all a Goyim. But you know that Roy's Yisrael are the ones that are buying the Shetel. Or Stam, Hilchus, a Stam store. Who cares what's in the city? But in the store, very people who frequent the store are Yidin. So Namel, you'll have to be marked. Oh, if you go like a smart shop, but it's a Pella. So he wants to say, because here, I'm choishish that the owner of the store is the one who really got it, and I asked him for it, and he denied it. So that's it. I'm not with that. I'm never going to get my item back. Even David Sheshman, if I say, he must have stolen it. So no matter, I'll assume whoever finds it eventually is going to be a machiz, and I'll eventually track down my item. But here, it must be the owner got it, and I'm lost. Fine. The mice is... We go with the Shach, we paskin that if it would be a Roy Vakum, you're allowed to keep it. If it's a Roy Vizom, it's the Yesh B'Simen, you're going to have to return it. Another interesting is that Ramah plugs in that if it's on top of the Teva, Yesh B'Simen, that it belongs to the Chenvani. Even though when it's on top of the Shulchan, by the Shulchani, we say it belongs to the customer. So there this man says, what's a Chilek? Why? This man says, in Matthew, take a Chilek, that by the Chenot, the Nachum, look at the Siman Sifkan Yud Ches. He says, "Nachum, but Nimtzal Lakisei." By the case of Shulchanim, when it's found on the board, Kulamu Moedah Dishalam Moedah. And the Ramah doesn't argue over there. Chayil B'Gemara. So, because I tell a chiluk of the name that Derech Abayim last week to Maseim Al Shulchan, Mishumachi Ushal Moedah. Over there, it's normal that the customer put the money on the table, so people go to the customer who lost it, and since he lost it, and he was miyayish, so you're allowed to keep it. The maitzi can keep it. Shem chavas in a normal store. Shem derechavayim mitnayim to liten chavsein alateva. They don't normally keep their stuff on top of this showcase. And the mailer, they will say it probably came from the owner of the store, and then they'll have to give it back to Tzarchin. Okay, but that's a minor muskel. The lamedus over here is, I do want to point out, the lamedus over here is who lost it. If it's on this side of the table, must be the owner lost it. If it's on this side of the table, must be the customer lost it. And the mail, it's labdafi, was in his own store. The Ur Chashukim points out, who wasn't, especially going to a fair, and you have these people who have a shulchanim or chanus chanuyot in the fair, and they drop something, the same thing, even if it's a shus harabim, if it's on his side of the counter, it belongs to the owner, because it must be he dropped it. On the other side of the counter, it must be it fell from a customer, he was miyayish, and then they're allowed to keep it. And he says that if the owner left his booth for the day, so it's now an aveda, so who cares, it's on his side of the booth and he dropped it, but if he left, it must be it's an aveda now. So then he says, if it's the ear or the shuk, wherever this is, the fear is Roy Bistral, so you know what, he's going to find it, and he's going to give it back to the shulchani because he recognized it's his booth. So he's going to give it back to him, so the guy's not miyayish. But if it's a Roy Akum, so must be a goy will find it, and the owner's going to be miyayish, because he knows that whoever's going to find it is probably a goy. Who cares if it's, even if it be a simian, even if it be a mamish with Abishish with simian, or who did this, that it's a simian because it's by my booth, I'm going to leave the ice, because I know the guy's going to pick it up, he's never going to return it. All right. Another interesting chiddush, before we go on, from the Umam HaNishpat, and he says, it says at the end of the Mechaba, that if it's a case of Roy Zachum, you don't have to return, you have to be machiz, but if it's Roy Yisrael, you're going to have to be machiz. The Ulam HaMishpat says a chiddush. He says that when it's Roy Yisrael, do you have to be machiz by a double sheish with in the store, is if the store owner is also a yid. But if the store owner is a guy, then you don't have to be machiz, even if it's Roy Yisrael. Why? He says, because most of the time, who's going to find this item? The store owner. So he says, just like we had our loch at the end of Reishman Tes, Sifchet, over there, Amar said that even by Roy Yisrael, but if the people who are kruin there, the Shamashim are kruin, they are goyim, probably the goy is going to find it. And the owner is miyayish, so to hear, since the owner is a goy and he's kruashan, he's probably going to be the one who's going to find it, even in the ear Sharub of Yisrael. And the neila, the owner of the item, the loser, is going to be miyayish. Even though Taka belonged to a yid, but he's going to be miyayish. Even the Bibishesh with him, he's going to be miyayish. Because he'll be told that probably the owner of the tour guy found it, and he won't give it back to me. So if he's miyayish, and if you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to be miyayish. Sometimes, and sometimes not.
No, but it's not.
Sometimes, but it's like that. Sometimes the guy will return something too, and sometimes why do you do not? But if you could assume that it's going to wind up at the hands of the guy, even the Dabashish Bazim, you're going to be miyayish. Because he did deny it. I'll never get it. I have nothing on him. I don't have proof that he took it. My memo is going to, I'm going to be miyayish. He can deny it. I don't know. He lost it. Yes. He never ever went to a store and he said, you lost me. I don't know. No one ever said. I have no idea. The worker walked off with it. Never had such a story. I'm sure he had plenty of time.
You got ticked off.
You got ticked off because you know he's lying to you. That's right. But he did lie to you, right? So that's what the red name. You know, you're me ash because you know he's going to lie to you. All right. You know what? Oh, and talking about a goyish balachanos, anytime the halacha would be right, but what's up is, what would be talking about such a case? It wasn't brought down in the Makaba. Bishlam, the case of Roy Vakum, so that's stuck to the case of Makaba. So Ramah is saying the same halacha like in Makaba. But to make a new akimta is not in the Ramah. You won't be telling why, because the guy is the owner of the sock. And it's telling about the Nasu's a guy. Oh, and he asked him. No, so that's the Russia's fault. That's the Russia, that even if the owner of the sword is a year, since I asked him, whatever. Okay, good. But Pasha, we don't pass like that. Pasha, we go like the Makaba, and we pass. Okay, let's do the next halakha. A regular store counter probably has money going both ways. Yes, I don't know what to do there, because you can't be telling it belongs to the customer more than it belongs to the owner. If there's such a mitzvah that the owner of the store places it closer to him and the customer places it closer to him, that's how it goes? I don't know. That animal, when I come into your store, I won't put it on your side of the counter even if it's mine? Oh, that's because I'm paying. But let's say I drop something. I drop something, it will probably be on my side of the counter. And if you drop something, it will probably be on your side of the counter. Okay, if you can make such a mitzvah, then it can happen. So that's how you'll have it. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Let's do Sivvav. Now, Sivvav, even though Sivvav is the Derekah, not Negev, is Manazeh. But there are many halachas in Tzivav, a very geshmak, which is very negev. And I would like to do Tzivav. Hamoite kitzios bederech. If you find kitzios are dried out figs. They used to leave them in the sadas and dry them out, and even put them on chains or whatever, on strings. So necklaces, hamoite kitzios bederech. You found it on the way near sadas or whatever. Afilu b'tzad take kitzios. Even if it's right next to a sada that has kitzios in it, harei elu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. V'chein te'ena, and who are them figs? Fig tree, she noita l'der, that's leaning over the street. V'nimzu tenem fechten, you find tenem underneath it, also mutarim. Why is it mutar? And you know it came from this tree, so it belongs to the owner of the tree, you should give it back. Sh'abaylam is yashim mehem, the baylam amayayish from these figs that are dropped. M'mnesha te'ena, uchyeziba, figs that are dropped. So similar items, in the filas and the messes, as it falls to the ground, boom, it gets ruined and dirty. It splashes or stomach gets dirty from the ground. People step on it. So mamela the bailam and the yish. Now, in order to have a yish, you need two steps. You need it to be that he has to know about, otherwise the yish le medas. And you also have to have a davishim b'zim, because the davishim b'zim, he will not leave the yish, because he figures he'll eventually track it down. So the reason why it's not a yish le medas is because he knows. Everyone knows that's the nature of trees. They drop their fruit. So it's not a yishlam midas. I know my trees are dropping fruit every single day. So it's midas. Why am I miyayish? On that, some of the Chabad saying, the reason I'm miyayish is because in the filas and in the message. Because I'll be miyayish, I give up on it because it's length of me. The second is going to hit, it's all over. So I'm being attacked to the face, even though I'm actually being masked. I already know mitchila that I'm going to lose figs there. It's a waste of time. Whatever drops, our laws are going to get ruined. And if I'm masked, and then I aim b'simuk because the Gemara says chazusoi mechiach alav. It has the same color as the tree that's next to it. Probably is the figs of that tree. So l'chay it started as a double sheish b'simuk, but I'm masked it because it's not kedai because it's going to get ruined. There's another translation that it gets ruined to the degree that it lost its simen. It lost its chazusa, so it turns into a davishayim by simen. I'm a yaish. The pasuk part is that if it's lost in the mess, it gets ruined, and the memela I'm being masked. Sorry? It's not, and if you learn like that, and it's taka hefka, it's not even yish. The kapash is, I give up on it. So I'm like, Hilu, it's a shtendek mechila, shtendek hefka, I'm being masked then, because I know the life is niche, it's going to get ruined. Now, sorry? It's not in my rishos, it's all down the derech, it's not in my rishos. And God, even in my rishos, is a makoik, because I remember Bama Tais, it's good. But now, what's the case of the beginning? So what's the case of Kitsias? Zira Mechaba doesn't give a reason why, what's going on over there. So the Sma and Sifkot Mekov Gimel says like this: the Gemara Amru, the Derech Teinu Mutmarim Lipo Meilan, and Mishamakim Yisayashim Anoitul Meilan. I feel the Kedim Nifilat and the Menu. You ready to give up? Demlatki Navyushalay Medat. Will be Zuru Bali Adam Meitzay. So obviously we know Shtemdik that it always drops. The Gana Kitzias, I by Kitzias. Kitzias are not coming from the trees. It's already taken down and it's sitting on the field to dry out. So why am I being Miyayish? And if something flies away off my sada. No, what's the case? When he's picking them up to bring them to his house, and he drops them, because they're so cautious, he immediately notices that he lost something. Just like you have a concept. So too, when you're carrying something and you dropped it, so you notice right away, you feel, oh, something's missing, and then you're. So it's not a yish leimidah. Correct. It's not had a different job. It's not one in cases that I'm carrying it, and because I'm carrying it, I drop it, and that drop is not yish leimidah, but I feel it was dropped, so it applies a yish. But now the sma is still missing the second nekuda. Sma is kasa zim in Sifkon Chavdalat as well, that even if you lost in the net, it only works by the tainus that it drops from height. And but Kitzias is on the floor, even if I'm carrying it and I drop it, it's not going to be in the filos in the method. So he says, Elamai, the chat is like I said over here in the Sifkot Chav Gimel. Shkoyek Smai, you missed half the verse. So I now know that the Bible know that they lost it. But again, why are the Bible being Miyayish? It should be a Dovish Yish Bezimit. It matches all my other Kitzias, Kazus and Mechichalot, just like by Zayin, Kazus and Mechichalot. And the only reason why I'm a Yayish from Matthew is because it's Nemesis. But by Kitzias, it's not Nemesis. It's supposed to be. I even put it like a kilo on the floor to dry out. So it's not nemesis. If it's not nemesis, what's going on? Why won't I go back? Not chashuv? No. I mean, it's not chashuv she'ein b'shar v'ruta zazam, but we don't know what it is. It's ketzias. I should go back, and it's not nemesis. So what's going on? I don't know what this one means. He missed out after the book. Of course you have to say it's because it's nemesis. But the Tanei Shul Gradit says, that even on the case of ketzias, it's nemesis. He doesn't explain how, but maybe he learned that while you're carrying it, if you dropped it even from a low height, it becomes a mess. So people step on it. I don't know. But he learns about the mess. But it's mess. It's not now it's a mess. I don't know what he's talking about. So here it's next to the field. It's next to the field of the Ketzis. Right? Outside. So grab the Taz. But the Sman doesn't say this. The Taz Gadda says, if you look at the Taz, towards the end of the Taz and Sivov, he says over here, he also has, where's the Nefelis? Of being the Nefesh, it's not Nefelis, it's regular Ketzis. So there he says, no, the Ketzis Loishai Klam Makmas HaChazusa, we don't say this word, the Chazusa Mechila Beketzis, they came into Mesiavshin Tomer Alatodo, Ein Shom Mara Klal, there's no distinct color that it has, it's dried out, Memelim Nikari Yayish, the Ein Shom Klam in the Nefesh is that, that's the Tais, the Tais holds that Boy is Zayish, but ketzis that are dried out, shriveled up, these things, they all look the same. They're dried out, they're dark, they're burnt from the sun, they're all the same. And mainly you don't have ketzis and mechikalav. So mainly, the Taz only does step two. It's funny. Tzma only does step one, that the Bailam know about it. And Taz only does step two, that there's no simin. Both of them need each other. You have to know about it, and there has to be Dabashim Basiman, because you don't know about it, so you usually need that. And if you do, and if it's a Chazus and the Hegel of the Dabashim Basiman, even if you know about it, you want Miyash. But together, the Sman Vatas has a good shot. You knew about it, you lost it, and when it's dried out, it's a Dabashim Basiman, and everything is good. Okay, but like I said, Tanei Shul has a different shot. Tanei Shul Tekel learns that the mess is even on this case. All right. Let's continue. However, Avozeis in the Cheruvim, if you'll have olives in Cheruvim, carobs of Chiyetzibim, they're Asurim. There, it's not going to be Nemesis, or maybe you don't even know that it fell off the tree in the first place, it's a Yishle Midas, and then Nelo, it's going to be also. Utumarim, but dates, Shenishirim Haruach, where the wind blows them off the tree, Mutarim, there they are Mutar, even if they're not Nemesis, why? A new Svarim. Shechez Kosen, Shabailim, Mochlum, Chalodim, we have a Chazaka, the Bailim gave up on these. Why? The animals love dates. They'll eat them up. I'll never be able to get them. The animals are going to get there first. Machmas mitzikusim, because they're so sweet. Since they're so sweet, the animals for sure got to them. Why don't we say this new svara that the animals got to them by the first cases of te'ena, zeitzim mechaluvim? So the shenim say, no, over there, the animals don't like zeitzim mechaluvim so much. Tomorrow, they love tomorrow. But zeitzim mechaluvim, te'enim, no, they're not going to take. I have had that sometimes animals eat these things, but it's not like they're not so, they're not in love with these fruits. That's what they're saying. I think it's Medrik and Mechaba. When Mechaba say, Machos Misu Kutam, he had the might of these words. He's trying to take, because tomorrow are more sweet than the other items. Therefore, by tomorrow, we say this for us. Taisus God says a nukshat. Taisus says, I've had that the animals eat even Zaytum and Cheruvim. But the reason why Zaytum and Cheruvim is also, is because normally the trees don't drop to Zaytum and Cheruvim. They're not Bishlam and Te'ina, they drop fruit Keseda. But Zeytum and Cheruvim are not normally dropped so often. So Blaz Zagishom Lo Midas. I don't know that my tree's going to drop these fruits, and the Mela was never in the Yai. That's what Taisus says in Kavreza Mebeis. All right, but Pasha, so Makab is saying not like that. Makab is saying because the animals don't eat it. What? No, but I don't know my tree even dropped it. I don't know if it's Ad Kedekach. I could get to it before the animal, but I'm Yaish. Okay, fine. Now, continues the Machab. It's very important. Here's what I want to show on. Dimhayu shel Yisoynim. If we know that these trees belong to Yisoynim, she'enim b'nei mechila, the ketanim, they can't be moichel, then it's going to be Asurim. It's the whole reason why you're allowed to keep it, because the owner knows that the animals are going to get to it. If he's moichel, he's master it. Well, the ketanim can't be moichel. The labanei mechilin in it. The Meila, it's going to be awesome. The Gemara says, Lahed, he's only talking about when you know it's Yisoynim. If you don't know, you don't have to ask and say, oh, maybe it's so Yisoynim. No, we don't say that, Torah. We're not like the kinon that it belongs to Yisoynim.
Well, he says, but not more, they show it to
the what?
The worst case is like this case of...
I'm talking about tomorrow, yeah. Good.
They shouldn't apply to everything.
Come on.
He said, what if the class is like
We're talking about time. Whenever you need the svara of masker or moichel, that's when you say this case. And if you have it in the case of tain, and you don't know that your tree dropped in, and you have to come on to the svara that you masker it mitchila, and the chnami or the other chnami will have the same problem, if that would be the svara. Very good. Okay. So let's start. This is halacha. That means admidaraisa, you have to be a gadol to be able to be mafke, matne, koin, whatever it is. Kinyon and pashas have to be when you're a gadol. Maybe that's a ches. Matne is makoy, because you train them that then it could be koin, but now you have to be a gadol to be koin. Kimelon kachamim, and you'll mesakim, takonet apuntes, that when the kids are 10 years old, or even as young as 6, but he's precocious enough that he has the same seichel as a 10-year-old, or Ravan says like that, from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, depending how smart the kid is, but he has the das of a 10-year-old, a standard 10-year-old, then Chazal gave him a takonet aputus that he's able to be matna. He could sell, and he could buy, and he could even give matonis. The shayla is, what's with mechila? Could a cotton who's 10 years old, does Chazal give him the koyach to be meichel? Kavan the shayla. Mashmo the here, not. The pella is that cannot every region that Mufurish or cotton could be Michael. I'll give you a letter a lot. There's a place in the Ksubis Pevava Medala, Bababasa Kufnam Zainam Adai. But he has a takana. Takana, when he has 10 years old, that enough does, they gave him a takana, just like they gave him to be Makna and give him Matano and to be Koino, even though Midarais and not Midarabonan, he could make real Kinyana. Sorry? But to be Michael is a lot, well, Matana is also, I'm giving away Matana. Giving away something. So the same way you give Matana, maybe it could be Michael. The Taisis makes super sure to pay Vakam Rabba, that's the friend Zaina Bays. Ramban, Ra'or, Ritvor, Ran, and Tubus pay him a base. Ashbor, Tubus, and give him a base. We've been a crash trap in Tubus, and Hayom a base, and Galam base. Everyone going through this, because I want to show you, because there are those people who think that Mechila doesn't work. Rosh and Babati, that's called from an Aleph. Mordechai, Goyfa, Sheikh, Tubus, and Mechesam and Aleph, and there are Tubus, and Rashbor, and Yuchotas, there's on and on a list that a vada a cotton can be marked. There's one sheet that arises that's much more that a cotton can't be marked. And even then, if you look in Chumas, you'll see that even the rabbis might be equivalent to a cotton, just not punked by any law. Whatever, I'm not getting into it. Sorry? One second. And if you look in the Ramban, Rishman, and Hesef Aleph, brings the truth of Ashba over there, that's also Mashma, that a cotton could be marked. And as they pass the Shah, and Simon and the law, says cotton pay. So now we have a whole list. Sorry? What do you mean? I'm going to be Michael. I'm allowed to be Michael. Okay, fine. Well, we'll discuss. So the mice is, we see in all of these Shainim, Kamat, Ruben, Kukula, that you see that a lot of cotton could be Michael, just like they can give a Matana, they're allowed to be Michael too. They made the one second. So the Shaila is, what's going on over here? So Fushikuma Faket, Yasni, Lava, Name, Michelinina, they can't be Michael. What's going on? So that's the Rivosh, already Ben Mekdesh Ayla. The Rivosh, in a few places, in Simon Chos, in the end of Simon Kufches, and the end of Simon Tav Samaches, the Rivosh says, has this problem. Hi, if you could be Merkel, why do we say yes, love the name of the king? No? Yeah, it was a Kachon, was by the mission already. And this is the Gemara. It's already, it's a Kachon Kaduma. So Shaila is, what's going on over here? So Rivosh says the following text. And he's a Hezbo. The Rivosh says, how can we say that a cotton could be Michael when he wants to be Michael, when he has that to be Michael? But when it's only Mechila, because everyone is Michael, Tanan Tzadi, that everyone are Michael, we don't invoke this Anan Tzadi of a Mechila by a cotton. If he, Lahedi says he's being Michael, that yeah. But Anan Tzadi that he's being Michael, that not. Right. Okay, fine, very good. So the nice is, you look in the Bi'ah Gra and Reish Lam and Hesif Cotton Test, says there is the same thing. That if he says he's being Michael, fine, but to say Stam does that he's being Michael, that we don't do. And the child is why. And I'm going to give you three different shots of mine. That might be one of them. The Elam Beitin may be top down on all three of them. But I'll give you three reasons why we don't say over here the Cotton is Michael. First, you could say like this, that why is the Bi'ah Gra being Michael? Because they know that their tree is going to drop the fruit. And they also know that the animals are going to eat it. So it's like the Royas Anoilat. Hachokum is the Royas Anoilat. A cotton is a labanate day and in. So I'll add, if they tell you the head is a big Michael or mask, that's going to work. But to go deep in his mind and say, oh, he knows that they're going to be lost, and he knows the animal is going to eat it, and that's why he's going to need a miracle. We don't grant that to the Ketanim. They don't have enough seichel to really foresee and make good decisions based on the future. They make a decision what's in front of them. So Mamela, that's not a mechila. One pshat. Another pshat is that maybe they do foresee the future. But the reason why we name on a mechila, even though they didn't say mechila, is because an umdana, anyone who knows that his foods are going to be lost, is going to be meicha. A katan is not such a bar seichel that even if his food might be lost and they aren't going to eat it, we can't invoke that umdana. It's not a non-tabi that every katan is going to be freely being meicha. They're more mitzumtam with their money. They're not going to be, even if it makes no sense, they should be meicha. But no, they're not. We won't invoke that umdana. And that's if mashma like that in the Chuvus Marie Patan and then hey and the Chuvus Binyan Shleima Chelakalav says in the sign, then that's the chat. That if he's legal, fine. But to say that he went and he was zichud be free with his money, could be like to invoke his umdin on him, that we won't do. And the third pshat is like what you were saying, and I think that's the emes of pshat, is Chazal gave you a takana of mechila. I'm glad that they gave you that takana. But Chazal never went so far, it's a chiddush, but Chazal never went so far to give the Ketanim a ton of mechila even when they're not being meicha. If they say they had to be meicha, fine, but to say umdana, not something that they gave up and they should want to be meicha, so what? But Chazal didn't give them that takana to be meicha b'chaygat. That's the third chat. Yeah, I mean, that's chayra. We're going to get to about, one second, it's something similar. That's what? Sorry? Right, I know that it's a chiddush. Once you have the mechila, you can't lay plug. Once they have it, they have it. Correct. I know it's a chiddush. I'm asking. But the chayla, that even though Chazal gives the mechila, and now you're not telling your mechila, no, Chazal didn't give you mechila, but I got it. They only give you mechila when your head is being mechila, because of Levi Yitzchak. That if you need the mechila, if you need this kinyan to be done, so they gave you that type of stamina, because you gave up on it, and then they're not going to give you that mechila. All right. The Machin Ephraim, no, Yud Zayin, and the Nechmad Lamara, the Chelik Beza, the Yishalmi, and Erevin, Perek Zayin, Allah Chavav, it's Adiyem and Beza, they both say a different shot. They say, Avada, a cotton has a Koyach Mechila, and Avada over here, too, the Mechila would work. But when does the Gemara say over here, Yashin Labanei Mechila, and like you said, it's something about when they're too young, when they're even under, they're not 10 years old or 6 years old, whatever the Shia is. That's what, it's a strictly basic in the world. Remember, does Yashin Labanei Mechila? No. Which Yisraelim? The Yisraelim that are under 6 years old, those Yisraelim are Labanei Mechila. Another pshat. And a third pshat I would like to say, which is more close to, sorry? Shame in no, to me, sorry, you're saying that those, you said no, I know, you could go either way, good. The nice, if you look in Rashi in the Gemara, when it says, Yatsa Labanei Mechilin, and Rashi plugs into the Gemara, a different word. It's not a Mechilin, what Mechilin? You owe me something, I'm Mechilin. What Mechilin is a Mechilin? You took my food and now I'm being Mechilin? What is a Mechilin here? So Rashi plugs in, we're talking about Hefka. Hefkeyon Einam Hefka. That's what Rashi said. And Achroinim Paskin, I'll feed Rashi and others who say that Ketanim have the koyach of Matana and the koyach of Mechira and the koyach of Kinyan, but they did not have the koyach to be Mafkir. Why not? And now there, that's the chilek, like maybe Yitzhak said, is that this one of Matana or Mechira or Kinyan, whatever it is, a specific individual, so he needs the Kinyan and he wants the Mechira, even the Matana. I want to give you this Matana. Why? Because you were good to me and if I give you the Matana, the comes fun enough to know I could smear you up. If I give you Matana, you'll be nice to me tomorrow, you'll invite me for a suzo. So I want to give you the Matana. You were nice to me yesterday, I want to pay it back to you. You continue to be nice to me. So I'm giving it to a specific individual. That's why my Matana is a good Matana. But the Hefka, which is not to a specific individual, it's to the Kuli Yalma, what do they need the Kuli Hefka for? What are they going to gain from this Hefka? Who are they being native with this Hefka that they're going to derive a benefit from it? So yes, they don't have any benefits, not to a specific individual. Chazal never gave Ketanim the Kuli of Hefka in the first place. If you look, right, so they only get the cost to benefit yourself. There are no benefits over here. So the Mela, they never get the cost. So not the Mechila is a good Mechila, but the Hefka is not a good Hefka. And this Mechila is a Lashon Mushal. It doesn't mean Mechila. It means Hefka, like Rashi says. And Hefka doesn't work. Who makes this Chilek? I found this Chilek in the Hagoyt Ranei Arik, at the end of Eshul Avram. It's printed Hagoyt Ranei Arik on Erech Chaim. If you look over there in Eshul Avram Tinyon, Erech Chaim, Tot Feish Nunchaz, the Ramei Arik and Azagoy, Taka says this, that by Hefka, why should he give a Kenyan a Takan of Hefka for? it's not benefiting him. For a specific individual, matana, mechila, kinyin, gavalt, mechila, also gavalt. But hefka, what's the chan hefka? Well, they don't have hefka. Never, that's tarotin. Very gishmak. It's like Rashi, it's hefka. It can't be mechila. Mechila to whom? I don't know what that's he holds. I have no idea. But the lunt, they really got it. Now, if I should know, it's a mekar, you should be yaisha. It has to be, it's a hefka. Has any clay hefka, Pasha, unless it's a reshus, a mechila that you're allowed to take my item, like a reshus, maybe that's what they learned, I don't know. But Pasha Pshat, the Rashi says it's hefka, memela, zari gishmak, hefka, taka, ketanam, don't have. Who, the ketanam don't want?
They want
the well, before they do it, it already happened. They have the maisa, they never said they don't want the takana. What he has to do is, laka maisa, it's too late. Now they can't cry and spill milk, it's too late. All right, another gevalda kazak over here, which you have to take out of this halacha, which is very negeah, even more negeah than what I just said now, is look at the nesivis since it's caught in Yeralis. The nesivis says, if you see over here that Yasmi Allah b'nei mechilin inu, so the nesivis gevaldik, l'fi zeh, hu adin v'aveda, v'dovo she'en v'yisimin, kishenizrada, loy be'edim shu shaytaynim. If I know that this davar shein b'simin belonged to Yisaynim and they lost this item, and I know normally a davar shein b'simin we're miyayish and you're allowed to keep it, let's say money. I found money. It's a davar shein b'simin. I wasn't not sure because I told it, I'm allowed to keep it. But if it was ketanim's money or ketanim's item, chayiv lahansir. Why? The ein yiyush moil b'ketanim. Davi yish loy medat. Ketanim alav b'nei deim inu. So their yish is not a yish. It's like a yish like the das. Their das to be mashed is nishkein das. So they were never miyayish. They think they were miyayish. They were never miyayish. Mameila, it lies like a dovo, which was not miyayish from you. Now let it keep it. So now they, the shame, they if it was katanim, you got to give it back. So a schoolyard, any elementary school, it's kavaldik, it's a pella. Anything that's found is a shove of fruit in a elementary school, unless it's maybe in eighth grade, You're fried. You're slammed. What are you going to do? It's a davar shein b'simin gavaldik. What are you going to do now? You still, it's katanim. And the davar shein katanim, the yeesh doesn't work. Even if it's money, it doesn't work. What are you doing? You don't pick it up. You don't pick it up.
Wait,
does it belong to them or belong to them? Okay. So, on the tzadet, it belongs to them, certainly. And the tzadet belongs to the parents and gave it to the kid. So then, right, the Zambachem Yigol told me that if you're going to tell me that it belonged to the father and he gave it to katanim, so my blood like in the Veda, L'chayr, let me just step up. L'chayr, the fathers certainly don't know that they lost it. So his blood was here showing me that. And the fathers know that the kid lost it. The kid would have to first come home, say, Ty, lost the item. They don't even know about it. But then that was on the Chen, you want to say that when the father gave it to his kid in the first place, it's an Aveda Midas. Because the kid can't control, they lose items freely. Then if it's the father's island, then it's Aveda Midas, so then you're allowed to keep it. It's not a problem. But if it's the kid's item, sometimes they get items. I don't know, you have to balance each item as a yeshiva's present. But if it's the kid's item that he himself found, or he got it as an allowance, you have to know how it works, or he himself works for the money and economy, and then it'll have a problem that the yish is nishkein yish, and the mail law, you're stuck with an aveda, or shame for yish, for kids. Sorry? It's an aveda midah, it's a dov shem mitzvah, and you can't give it back, so it's aveda midah, it's after. So, but when he gave it to his kid, he knew that it's all of the laws. No, you can't. No. It's in the Shmir. It's Lord Dara from other items that a kid owns that it's Midaki Shalom or whatever it is. I know, but no, he has a Gavit to Shmir. Anyway, even by Aveda Midas, we have to talk about when their father gives money to the child, if Moses is Aveda Midas, I've had a cause on the child holding on to it, you can't take it away from him, that's for sure. But once he lost it, and now it's in the mouth of Aveda Midas, so I've had the allowed to keep it. Okay, so we could discuss that soon in Reish Ayin, that if it's something called Shulchan and a Hanami, we could make, but it's actually only once he brings it home to his father. And if his father wants, if a lot of times the father doesn't accept the money, okay, whatever, we could handle it. Sorry? And that was, how can that help you? And? For example, why don't I go to Los Angeles and say I lost money? I also lost money, why not? Where's the Jewish Bechatiyah? So it's only in the context.
My question is, can I figure I'm giving it to
Lafu? I don't know if you can do that. No. You see they're not giving it back with the regular. How are they ever going to give back money? I'm ashamed they're doing it. How are they ever going to give it back? Then they're not following the Hilchos Shmiras. You're not allowed to bring it to them. Kosher Mishmirata. Sorry? Good. If you also read in the Midrash, look at the Zamanik and the Gevaldik. But if not, if you give Shlomo Midrash, so as I'm saying, so still you're right, so still you give Shlomo Midrash. But the Shadis, could they do Yish? But the Nesivas over here in the Chavish are just like they came to Hefra, who then they came to Yish. And it's not just the Nesivas, I'm going to rattle off. It's Kamat, I mean, the Ruba Akhrenin, today, Mach and Ephraim, on the Goyf al-Ramam and Gzele per Gidaro Halakha Aleph, the Kibegim of Matir Chafalaf on the day, the Chubu Shemari and Tumin Diralat, the Dark Shulkan over here, the Chubu Tumin Yantav and Tumu Chafet, goes on and on. There's a whole list of Achrenim who managed to say the same thing on the Zivit, just like they can't be Michael, I mean, which means Hefka, so too they can't be Miyash. Mitzchazah were never Mitzakin Yish, just like they were never Mitzakin Hefka, same story. They're never Mitzakin Yish, because it doesn't benefit the Ketanim to be Miyash. But they wouldn't make a takana, just like they're not going to make a takana for Hefka, they're not going to make a takana yish, it's not to his benefit. So they never made a takana, so they yish, and this came yish.
Very interesting, the first thing to say,
is to buy money,
buy
money. If you find an adult money.
No.
If you find an adult money, you say, how to keep it. Why? You ready? Have you ready to pick up? You have a chiv hashava. What do you mean? The guy who lost it, the guy who found it. Right. Right. Now it's miyash, but it's too late. It's too late for the other. You've already picked it up. You have a chiv hashava. It's too late. If you left in the yard, it totally became a mitzvah. It's not going to stay there, but it's... Sorry? When the cotton finds it, you mean. Okay, that's a tumma. Maybe not. But, all right. Come to the long Rav Moshe. And Moshe is a blitz chiddush. Take the Rav, doesn't mean any akron. Nothing. So he's touching up the figure, the Mechlek is a bayin. Rav Yishmu Midas. Have a Yishmu Midas. Love a Yish. Come out to Rav Moshe. You can look it up. It's in Simen Chof Aleph. Hold on a second. Yeah, Simen Chof Aleph Anav Gimbal. And Moshe is a Mechadish to Rav Yishmu Midas. It's like this. He says, a cotton doesn't have that to be maxed until you're going to shop something, a Kenyan. I said, Yish, you're not chopping anything, it's a Matthias. If a guy gave up, see, being his lashon, I'm being not being machzik on the item like a violin, so it's in the state of Yish. Something that's in the state of Yish, you're allowed to keep. So who cares? He's a cousin. I feel a kid like Katana. He's a baby, he's 1 year old. It doesn't make a difference. If he doesn't have shlita on the item, it's an Aveda, and he doesn't reckon with the item as if it is because he gave up. So it's Yish. It's in the matter of Yish, maybe you're allowed to keep it. So a cotton has Yish. Even a kitten, a katana, they have Yish. You don't need a takana. It's in the matter of Yish. Hefker, they don't have. But Yish, Hefker is a kinyan. I have to shout Hefker, I have to be masked. This is Yish. It is my Yish. I gave up. So it's in the status, it's in the state of Yish, and I'm not anyone's allowed to keep it.
Very nice.
I'm not giving a shit calling now. We've got, this is on Moshe's, doesn't call anyone. This is on his own. Sorry? He says this in a bayah. Rabbi's been better. Rabbi holds the Yish, like Midas, have a Yish. So therefore they want to say in Rabbi that since when he gets older, he'll look at being Yish, then his Yish can be hell already now as a coffin. But we're going in a bayah, we've had Yish, like Midas, love a Yish. The Gemara is not a problem because it's in a massive of Yish. That's Rav Moshe. So by Tami Tzadiki over here, so over here too, why say Yassin Labanim Bechilinim, you see they could have a massive of Yish? So Moshe said, no, because he was talking about before it fell off the tree. Yish is, there's no Yish, it's not a Veda. You need to come on to Hefka, like Rashi said. Hefka they don't have. Hefka they can't be Mafka. But Yish? Then Yish. The name is over. That is what? That's Rav Moshe. Maybe even more. Cotton's even more nervous. His hands in his pocket all day long. L'chayra. The more achrenim we discuss these in Yonim, I'm just going to, if you either want to look it up, there's a main achok from Bava Metzich of Beza Mebez, there's a Nishmat Kochai and Cheshmishpat Lamed, there's Abudus Ezeiz, Chelik Aleph, he has a similar Yish Shlein Nidaz, and there's Ulam Mishpat here also, he says, Avad, it looks over here that Yish is also a problem, it won't work. he just has a svara similar to a Moshe. Svara is that anything that happens about kochi adam, like a ketana, you can give a ketana a get, because it happens about kochi. You don't need a ritzayna to shop it. So he says, it sounds like a Moshe. So the issue is not about kochi. So I don't need that. It's a matter. If it's about kochi, so if he's miyosh, and then you're allowed to keep. But he says, I've had the state all over here, not like that, and he's not saying anything, and but would I dare to restrain him? But if it was up to him, he would have been mechalik, that type of a svara. I mean, it's amazing the chadash that Yish works a whole different way than normally we would have understood. And I just want to bring out that if you go like this in Moshe, I want to know if a guy, we discussed this at the beginning of Leishamach, the beginning of the Siman in Sefala, when he got it, the Yerusha and the Kaisel, I want to know if a guy has an item and he dies, and his kids don't even know about the item. It's not that they're miyayish. They don't know how to have it in the first place to be miyayish. What's the halacha? So Namala would have said, hey, there's no Yish, so they don't know about it. But it's theirs, and they don't know about it, it doesn't work. And not me, it's a Mechab. But Mechab says, Aleph says, that as long as it's day-to-day, the halacha is, if it's your side of the Kaisel, it belongs to you. It's not an Aveda with Yish. And not only that, the preacher over there has a case, the preacher in the beginning of the Tum says, that even if the Yoshim, unbeknownst to the Yoshim, they sold the house with all its contents, they didn't even know that these contents exist, Avad, it's not a Yish, and Avad, you're going to have to give it back. But like Rav Moshe, L'chayra, if you don't know that you own it, you should be like just like the cousin. I never gave up. I never knew it was rented. I'm not being shamed like a violin. I'm not being massic asthma like a violin on the item. I don't know what's mine in the first place. Not like a cousin. This is the bitch. This. I don't know what's mine in the first place. It's not being massic asthma like a violin. It's an attempt. A cotton can't affect anything. A cotton is not a bad guy to affect anything. In other words, it's a material. He's not being shaled on the item. So if I don't know that, I'm certainly not being shaled on the item. So if you didn't know about it, so you're not being shaled on it. No, Yavi Yishon Nas is, I know I have the item, I don't know I lost it. So I still think I have the item at home. I'm not giving up Chulin, I'm not giving up on my item. I think I still have it. It's a toy, because if I would know that I lost it, I'm not going to give up. But I now think it's still mine. Is that because you gave, not because you did a mice of giving up, a Kong can't do any mice. It's a Matisse. If he's not being Shara, it's a Matisse to go Yish. So hereby, if I don't know, if you want to be a Chad, doesn't die, but you're going to have to say it, Chilek, because that's Mefush in the beginning of the sermon in the Prisha, that there's no Yish B'chai Gavna. So anyway, the Maish is going against every Achron, everyone, and he doesn't cause him to even go against him. He just, on the Baruch Hashem, Maish and the like Maish, yes, and if you find something in the schoolyard, even if it was Zichri Kiv, then you'd be allowed to keep it, because the Yish of the Kotan also works, and then it'll be good. But by accepting Rav Maish, the Friedrich is great.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.